Veterans who've served since September 11, 2001 will have what's considered the best education benefits since 1944. Eventually, World War II veterans made up half the college admissions. And the latest GI Bill is also working and causing concern about how to handle an influx. Alan Tuchtenhagen is Associate Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Services at UW-River Falls.
I think we're all seeing in higher education the need for someone whose really primary task, sole task, is just working with veterans and in their transition to the university.
With a grant, River Falls is in the process of hiring someone to work with up to 300 veterans, many from Minnesota. The number is also up to around 300 veterans at UW-Eau Claire. Its Veterans Center opened last week and is staffed with volunteers because of the budget. But Interim Associate Dean of Students Mark Goulet says it's being customized and veterans will have access to counselors through video conferencing.
With the psychiatrist who can provide medication or other services that might be necessary, would receive that directly from the Minneapolis VA without having to leave the campus.
Diane Segner-Rote is the center's Veterans Service Coordinator and the go-to person for details of the new GI Bill, which allows a veteran to forego education.
I have 7 enrolled right now children whose military parent has decided to transfer their entitlement over to the child.
Meanwhile, the new GI Bill is paid for with federal money. In Wisconsin, that removes the onus of other students paying veterans' tuition. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio News.